is the usual playtimes, Friday, Saturday. Right. Talk a little bit about the whole idea of mounting steel magnolias.
Mounting steel magnolias is a dream come true for most of us women. It's a classic piece of theater that gives all of these fabulous women wonderful characters to create. It shows our love of each other, our strength as women, and it, one of the lines that in the show is laughter through tears is our favorite emotion, and that's pretty much what this show does.
Well, good. Well, let's open with a scene from Steel Magnolias, and then we'll meet some of the people involved and find out what lovely things you're able to express through this play. Go ahead.
So, we want to sweep it up and leave a little softness around your ears?
Sweep it up?
Yes, Mama, up, like Princess Grace.
Did you bring Truvy the picture of Jacqueline Smith?
No, Mama. I brought the picture of Princess Grace. I destroyed the picture of Jacqueline Smith.
But I thought I made you understand the advantages of a Jacqueline Smith hairdo.
No, Mama.
Oh, well, at least I talked her out of that stupid idea of sticking that baby's breath all in her hair.
Keep your head in the sink, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I find cold water refreshing. It just startled me a little, that's all.
And so we get to meet a few of the characters so far from Steel Magnolias. And so of the four of you that we're talking, let's just kind of go one at a time. Let's start with you, Rennie. And of who are you and how would you describe yourself in just a few words?
I am Truvy Jones. I am the salon owner where all of the dialogue and action takes place. I am kind of the glue that holds all these ladies together because this is where they come to get their hair done, but also to be friends and share their tears and laughter.
Okay. And then Marta Myers?
I'm playing Annelle Dupuis de Soto. Annelle is kind of a lost soul throughout the entire show, but through that she grows quite a bit, and with her relationships in relation to the other woman, she really is there to support and love them any way that she can.
Good. And then Callie McKinney-Cabe?
I'm Malin Eatonen, and I'm Shelby's mother, and I feel like Malin is a mother that would do anything for her child. And she loves all these women. She takes great comfort in having them through the tough times and the good times.
Okay, and Amy?
I'm playing Shelby Eatonton, soon to be Latchery. and I'm Lynn's daughter, and as much as I love my family, love them to death, I'd love to just grow up and become my own woman.
Yeah, and that was Amy Paxton, by the way, who is doing that. A couple of overall things about the show. Accents, do once you just, is it like a disease once you get to the accents going on stage, is it pretty easy to live in them mechanically and maintain them?
We take them home with us.
That's right. Yeah. We sure do.
Yeah. correct each other a little bit if you slip out of your accent.
Oh, the director does that. Yeah. She lets us know. Yeah.
And the other part of the research for this is the hair salon. Is the hair salon of Steel Magnolias the hair salon of right now, or is it the one you grew up in? Or talk about that sociological place.
It's the one we grew up in for most of us. It's where everybody met and talked, and it really was mainly just about hair. It's not expanded like they have with many salons. It was our meeting place. It was like the guys' barber shops in the old days.
Yeah. And is it still that way?
I don't think it is as much. No. Personally, I think we go in and you're kind of often isolated and go for a place of solitude. Mm-hmm. It's often got, you know, different services you can get more relaxing in mind.
True is just more of a social gathering.
Yes.
It's a small town, and then Truvy also has, basically the shop is out of her garage.
Yeah.
That her husband has...
Converted.
And so it's definitely a small town. These women have grown up in this town their entire lives. Right. So they've got so much shared history that I think that coming there is special.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I saw the movie at some time, but it's faded kind of into obscurity. How is the play just the movie, or is it does it feel different?
It's different in that we don't have any men in it, which personally I think is wonderful. We talk about the men. You get to imagine the men, and everybody can have their own vision of who they are. But I really like it. That's the biggest difference in my opinion.
I think also because all of the action takes place in the beauty shop, but everybody's talking about the outside action, it really makes that beauty shop the centralized place for all of their, where they come to feel good or to, you know, commiserate or whatever it is they need to do together, because it's all right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Community and women's community. Yeah. We have another scene from the play that, does this involve all six of you or?
Five.
About five of you. Okay, let's go back to the play of Steel Magnolias.
There's somebody coming, a strange lady with a strange dog.
Oh, that would be Weezer.
Well, that is one ugly dog. What kind of dog is that?
Well, if Rhett had hair, he'd be a collie.
Lord, give us strength.
This is it! I found it! I'm in hell!
Morning, Weezer.
Oh, don't try to get on my good side. I no longer have one.
You're a little bit early. You're not expected till around 11-ish.
Well, that is precisely why I'm here. I have to cancel. I have to take my poor dog to the vet before he has a nervous breakdown. My dog, that is. The vet is perfectly healthy. You must be the new girl.
Hi.
May I have a glass of water? I have been screaming this morning.
I'm sorry. This whole thing has gotten out of hand,
Lisa. No, it's not your fault, Lynn. I used to think you were crazy for marrying that man. Then I thought for a few years that you were just a glutton for punishment. Now I realize that you must be on some mission from God. I have not slept in days. I looked like a dog's dinner. However, when I got up this morning, I decided I would try to rise above it. I would start anew. Whatever that man has done, I would overlook it in honor of your wedding day, Shelby. I thought I would floss up the house a bit in case somebody wanted to drop in and make myself a little presentable. It'd be a big day in the neighborhood and all. So I go down to cut some fresh flowers for my living room. I go down to my magnolia tree, and there is not a bloom on it.
Weezer, the judge has not decided whose tree that is exactly.
It's mine!
Okay, another scene from Steel Magnolias, which opens this Friday at Lake City Playhouse and runs through March 4th. And the irritating one,
but lovable.
Yeah. Well, you've been lovable all your life. Are you kind of getting even, Kathy Doyle?
I am. Yeah. Weezer, however, is a very lovable soul on the inside. She's got a rough exterior.
Well, and of course, that's often the point of theater, and probably especially here, just to see past the first level and past the stereotypes.
Exactly.
What are my typical questions, of which I have no idea how you're going to answer. What are some other ways that we're taken by something we learn or something we see beyond in this play? Some deeper truth that we don't expect to see. Anybody have any ideas of that?
Basically, I think we see these women, as the play progresses, go through pretty much the best and the worst of what life has to offer, shows their emotions, shows their support of each other and how we manage to get through the good times and especially the bad times. And it's underlying at the beginning, but it really comes out in the end.
Very resilient.
Yes.
Women.
Very. Yeah. And strength, the inner strength that women have. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, many men just kind of fall apart in situations. The women often have to keep it going.
And right now is a time for women to be, you know, reacting, finding new truths, being more honest. How does Steel Magnolias fit into the right now 2018 world?
Oh, fitting into the 2018 world. I guess that we do know our strengths. We do know that we deserve to be appreciated. We deserve to be helped. We deserve to be loved and honored. And it just shows
kind of the early signs of 2018 that we count. We're here, and we're here to stay.
Yeah. The cast, the complete cast, I'm pleased to say, of the play that's opening this Friday night at Lake City Playhouse, Steel Magnolias, and runs through the 4th of March. Thank you all for making time to come in. This is really exciting.
Thank you.
It was fun to come.
It's a red letter day. We've had 2 play coverages and complete casts
for
each one. So thank you for this. And so, as always, these interviews will be put up as podcasts, usually within a few hours of them happening. So thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you,
Vern.